This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Gentlemen, we have the video. This is horrifying, shocking stuff that we're about to air for you here. But two of the top Democrats that criticized Trump for his mental health and his fitness, Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler, you've got Pelosi either drunkenly babbling or she's seriously mentally ill during a press conference. And then Nadler today, I mean, we try not to joke. I mean, it looks like he may have had a stroke or something today during a press conference. So just look at the Democrats who claim Trump is mentally unfit, who can't even get through a press conference.
I said one time, who's in charge here?
And I think the congressman's right about that fact. Jerry, you want some? Yeah, I got some here. Jerry, take a drink. You look a little dehydrated, brother. You seem a little dehydrated. You okay?
A little longer on the floor than I had anticipated in the custody of the border. Everyone started sending signals to U.S., Mexico, Canada. If that's not the accurate category, some people call it after NAFTA, NAFTA 2.0, working together to pass that.
You seem a little dehydrated, okay?
Oh, boy. So here's Pelosi and Nadler. They can't even finish their thought at a press conference here. They're fumbling and bumbling.
First,
you wish they were drunk, but this is just the lack of brain power that they have.
The three things.
You want to take a drink of this to give yourself some? How you feel, man? You okay?
What happened?
You all right? Okay, you want to drink some of this to give you some?
Now, folks, you wish that you were watching Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler drunk, unable to think. But the truth is, they just have no brain force.
If you don't gum at the same time, I hope he can, too.
So I want to just put out a message right now to the Democrats, because, look, your leaders, Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler, are struggling. And so we've got BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. And if there has ever been an example of somebody that needs BrainForce Plus, the neural activator, it's Nancy Pelosi and it's Jerry Nadler. Now, unfortunately, we're not miracle workers here, and we can only do so much with our great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But if there's any hope at all for Nancy Pelosi or Jerry Nadler to get their brain working, it's BrainForce Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're ever feeling like a Pelosi or a Nadler and you can't think or talk straight or move, BrainForce Plus is the answer. So don't be a Pelosi and fumble and bumble through a press conference like a gibbering idiot. Don't be a Jerry Nadler who can't even think or pick his head up and look forward during a press conference. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself some BrainForce Plus. You don't want to look like Pelosi, okay? You don't want to look like Nadler. You want to look sharp. You want your mind to be sharp. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your BrainForce Plus today. Otherwise, you might end up like Jerry Nadler or Nancy Pelosi, embarrassing yourself because you can't think straight. But, you know, I mean, if you watch these videos of Pelosi and Nadler, I mean, you would say those people are drunk. You'd say, okay, Pelosi's drunk, Nadler's drunk. I mean, he looks like he's passed out drunk at a party or something. Now, we're not told that they have major health problems. Maybe they do. Maybe Nancy Pelosi has some serious mental health problems. Maybe Jerry Nadler's having some serious health problems, because it looks that way. Either these people are dead drunk, or they're having serious, serious health problems, just like Hillary Clinton, just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So the Democrat Party is not only falling apart intellectually, literally the health of all of their leaders is deteriorating. We'll be right back.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com/show, the most banned broadcast in the world. Stefan Arnio is my guest, StefanArnio.com. His book, Hard Times, Strong Men.com, is a book that highlights masculinity and how important it is to civilization, which, of course, is why they want it demonized and removed, unless, of course, you're a female that wants to be a male, then it's all good to go. So Stefan joins me. What is the purpose of your book, Hard Times Create Strong Men?
So Owen, about a year and a half ago, I was in the jungle fasting, just water, no food. And I came home to my business with about 8 employees at the time. And the young men, 20 years old, 21, 22 years old, they said, "You're mean. I don't like you. I don't like working here. This isn't my dream." All these kind of effeminate girl complaints coming from these young men. And I said, "What's wrong with these young men?" So I sat them down and I had a 6-hour how to be a man talk over the week. And I got tired of doing that. So I started writing down how to be a man in a book, which became Hard Times Create Strong Men. And I realized these young men don't have fathers. They don't have male influence. And our young men have essentially turned into badly behaved teenage girls. So in the book, I write about what is a man in money, sex, religion, politics in regards to history and how strong men used to be.
Well, and, you know, that's an interesting take because I see, I mean, you know what they do is they sit here and they try to make everything sexist if you point out the differences between men and women. But, you know, I look at men as a man and I hear what you're saying and I'm saying, yeah, men that give me excuses instead of action, you know, that's not the type of men that build society. That's not the type of men that build anything, really. And so, but that's the type of men that they want, and that's why they run to the state, or that's why they run to AI, or that's why, heck, they run to their computer instead of, you know, trying to meet a woman. I think you know where I'm going with this. So, I mean, do you think that just, what do you think is behind kind of the unmasculinity of men?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, the demasculization of men, I think, started in the 1960s, and it was with the rise of feminism, and you had the Soviets in the Cold War. They sent over their agents and their propaganda to bring communism, atheism, and feminism over, and that's the opposite of what the United States has been for a long time and made the USA the greatest country in the world, which was capitalism, gender differences, and a Judeo-Christian tradition. So they've subverted the values. And what it's done is it's created this gender homogeny where instead of standing up against strong men, I mean, America was born out of war with strong men, you know, bucking the King of England. And now these men have been weakened. They've been homogenized, and the cycles of history go: hard times create strong men create good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. And we're going into that part of the cycle where the men are weak, the culture's falling apart, the culture's built with the men, and it falls with the men. So right now we're, oh, there you got the soy boys up on the screen. I mean, we're at this point where the good times have created weak men, and coming in 2020, this is the point in the cycle. It's an 80-year cycle where hard times are coming, and we're going to need those strong men more than ever before.
Well, and they've blurred the lines of what, you know, a man and a woman are meant to be, because they just call it sexist. And, you know, it's funny to me because these people, they don't even really follow their own logic. There's this thing called a two-spirit. Are you familiar with the two-spirit?
Well, I've got the 63 genders, the official genders in my book, and, like, it just goes on and on. Like, when I was reading the audiobook, I had to stop three times because I was laughing so hard at the 63, you know, mutant genders out there. And, like, I don't want to hate on people, but that's just pure insanity, and those people would be in the mental institution if it was, you know, 50 years ago.
Oh, well, yeah, but I figured out how we can break this matrix. So here's what somebody can do. One of, like, the biggest, I'm dead serious, if we can destroy this whole thing with one man, the biggest bodybuilder in the world that's a man who has all the strongman records needs to have all the records for the strongman and then declare he's a woman, break every female lifting record, and then declare he's a man again and retire from being a woman. He's a two-spirit. And so what are you going to do? I mean, this is what they promote. This is what they practice. This is what they say is normal behavior. So that's all you got to do. You just have to act out the behavior they claim is normal to show how insane it is. So I'm dead serious. You know, there's a guy, Zuby, who got real, he was a rapper, but he got real famous after he faked being a woman and did a deadlift record. Or excuse me, I'm sexist. He is a woman. Somebody needs to claim to be a two-spirit, a man that holds all weightlifting records, and then shift and be a woman, break every weightlifting, I mean, literally everyone, rewrite the whole book on women's weightlifting so it's just you, and keep your male name, and then just say, no, I'm a two-spirit, and then go back to lifting as a man. What are they going to do then? Are they going to admit that their whole ideology is fake?
We should get that going. I mean, it is a fake ideology. It's subjectivism versus objectism, and you know, we have men as men and we have women as women, and that's what built this entire Western free society, is objectivism, and men are men and women are women. And now when you make everybody the same, the whole thing just loses meaning. So I love what you're saying there, Owen. I think we should do it. Let's find a guy and get that going right now.
Did you hear about the MMA fighter, a biological man, transitioned to woman, that got in the ring with a woman and crushed her skull?
I didn't hear about that, but I heard about a lot of different men wrestling women and beating them in running races and all sorts of races. And I don't think there's any U.S. Navy SEALs as women, is there?
There may have been one that passed the test, but they were thinking about changing the tests so that they could perhaps get women to pass it. Hey, if a woman can pass the SEALs test, I believe that's the hardest one. More power to them. But that's not even what this is about, because I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know what this is about. It's literally just about destroying human roles is really what it's about. I mean, it's insane to say you can be a man and a woman on the same day. I mean, that's literally insane. But it's like we have to practice this to show them how insane it is. Like, yeah, all these men should just start playing women's rugby and just join one team and crush their skulls and say, what? We're women. What's wrong with this?
Well, it really is about power and control, because when you can take your men, you know, these dangerous young men that could rise up and start a revolution, you feminize them and pump them full of soy and give them porno and video games and all these distractions and take away God and take away religion and take away families, then you have all these very easy to control little boys in cubicles, and the men in power get to stay in power, and the men who would rise up and take power, they're disabled. So this is really just about power here, and it's about keeping the new young men down and keeping the old guys in power.
Yeah, there was the viral video was a guy who, you've probably seen it, he's definitely a soy boy, and he kind of sticks his tongue out, and he's got a purple hood on, and he does like a 360 kick to a woman. He kicks a woman because she's pro-life. And recently, and he actually regrets it, but recently the video kind of resurfaced and went viral. Someone tweeted out, I still stand with this king, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, let me tell you something. That individual right there, the loins of that individual will never be a king, have never been a king, and could never even hold any position of earned power. And so it's just the funniest thing. They take the weakest, most pathetic men and they say, that's a king. But in the old, like, old kings used to ride into battle on the front line. Like, that's how they became king. That little sucker would never be a king. He'd be on the back line picking up the rest of their excrement.
Well, this is what the cycles of history are. I mean, we're going from good times create weak men since 2000 to 2020, and then we're going to go back into hard times create strong men. And you know what? Oh, and I think there's hope because we will have a pretty hard event coming up, I think, in 2020. Between 2020 and 2026, I think there's going to be a pretty hard time happening. And I think it's going to snap a lot of these guys out of this, and I think we're going to throw a lot of this nonsense away at some point because it just can't last on its own in nature. So hard times do create strong men.
All right, if you are a competitive weightlifter and you hold world records as a male weightlifter, please just go Two-Spirit, break every women's weightlifting record just to show how insane it is.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Is my guest. His book, Hard Times, Strong Men. I love his foundational precept. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. Hard times create strong men. And the cycle begins. And so we're discussing how masculinity has been under attack and in many cases destroyed in the West. You know, we recognize that here at InfoWars, and we know why this is going on. It's the media, it's the chemicals in the food and water, it's the pornography, it's all of it. It really is all of it. And you know, in fact, you know, I'll just say this because it's not said enough, and I understand why. And I'm not attacking the porn industry, because actually there's actually a lot of good people that are woke and listen to InfoWars, believe it or not, good people. And, you know, they're just making a living. But honestly, if there's young men listening to this, you need to just avoid pornography at all costs. Just avoid it. Do not masturbate. It's bad. It is bad for you. It destroys your masculinity, it destroys your testosterone levels, and it kills your instinct to procreate and to find a woman, okay? And the science is out there, the numbers are out there, it's bad, okay? Now, I'm not sitting here saying you're bad if you do that. I'm just telling young men out there, you're handicapping your masculinity big time when you engage in pornography and watching pornography. It kills your masculinity. It kills your testosterone. It kills your drive. And that's just one aspect of society that is hurting men's drive. But you have the chemical aspect as well. And so we realize that, and that's why at InfoWarsStore.com we have Alpha Power, Vital Male Androgen Biosynthesis Promoter, an amazing product. Honestly, this thing works so good, folks, I can't use it. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. This is too powerful for me. But other people have found this to be an incredible product, and it is. But I do take the Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com twice a day, once in the morning and then once in the evening before my workout. So I highly recommend both of these products. Again, the Alpha Power, for me, it's too powerful. I don't necessarily need that much male vitality. I'll just put it to you that way. But the Super Male Vitality, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, it's 50% off. I take it twice a day. It's just great. It gives you that extra energy and that vitality that you've been missing. So, Stefan Arnio, my guest, he wrote the book Hard Times, Strong Men. You know, you said something in the last second. I'd like you to kind of keep going down that road. You said you're expecting some hard times coming for 2020 to 2016 to create some strong men. What do you envision or see coming?
So there's two historical cycles that are converging between 2020 and 2026. One is the 80-year cycle of war. And the last time we had hard times create strong men, that was in 1940 in World War II. And so 20 years, four sets of 20, that's four generations later, is 2020. And so every 80 years we have a big war. And if you don't believe that, you can look at 80 years before World War II was the American Civil War, about 1860. So, we've got about an 80-year cycle there. So 80 years added on to 1940 is 2020, and that could be the next global conflict. So that cycle is coming to an end right now, pretty much, in the next year. And then the other cycle that's converging about the same time is the 250-year lifespan of democracy. And America started in 1776, and 250 years out onto that is 2026. So that's usually where we turn into a tyranny. You know, in Rome, it went from a republic to an empire. You know, Julius Caesar took over. So we might end up with an emperor and not even know it. So there's two major things happening there, and I hope they don't happen, but that's history, and it repeats itself over and over again.
Well, this is actually crazy to kind of go off the deep end into the occult, if you will. You know, there's the old internet, I guess you could call it a meme or theory, that Donald Trump is a time traveler. Have you seen this? With the old,
oh, yeah, from the Simpsons and
the
stuff?
No, like,
oh,
yeah. The Ingersoll Lockwood novels. Have you seen these Ingersoll Lockwood novels?
I think I heard about them.
So there's one of them. Anyway, Ingersoll Lockwood was writing in the late 1800s, and I believe his last book was like 1898, something like that. It was The Last President, and it talks about the last president in the U.S., and it's like it's talking about Donald Trump. It talks about a fire to Trump Tower in New York. It literally mentions the address of Trump Hotel in New York. It talks about the kid that Ingersoll Lockwood originally wrote about, Baron Trump. Anyway, I'm going off on a jag, but my point is that's wild that you say that, because I think that everybody's kind of on that same path. I was actually talking about this last night, too, where I think once 2020 hits, it's like a flashpoint. And I think between 2020 to 2030, the world is going to change so drastically. Once 2030 gets here, we're not even going to recognize it. I can't even envision 2030, to be honest with you.
Well, there's a lot of things changing. I mean, technology is going fast. That's changing. You've got the society changing. I mean, like, I wouldn't have even written a book like Hard Times Create Strong Men 5 years ago. I wouldn't have even imagined it. I wouldn't imagine this 10 years ago, but the rate of change is just happening so fast that we can't even really see what's coming. I think you're right, Owen.
Now, what do you see in the new youth that's kind of coming up right now, that the Gen Zs that seem to not be buying into the liberal indoctrination seem to be going the opposite direction? What do you see in the development of those males?
Well, I think that there's always a backlash with generations. You know, things go one way and then they go the other way, and then they go back and forth like a pendulum. So, you know, it's kind of like when I was younger, my dad was a downhill skier. Well, we rejected downhill skiing. My generation became snowboarders. And now the young kids are rejecting snowboarding, going back to skiing. So whatever the liberalism being so popular, if that's popular now, the next generation is going to find all the holes in it, and we're going to go back in the other direction. So I think it's actually pretty hopeful. And the Gen Zs are, they're pretty smart young people, and I've actually got a lot of them hired in my company.
All right, final question. We got 60 seconds. If you could give young men listening to the show a bit of advice, what would it be?
Well, I think that they have to define what it means to be a man. And number one is your purpose is your work. So find your purpose, find your work, and read Hard Times, Create Strong Men. It'll straighten you out in money, sex, religion, and politics.
Yeah, and they try to make it like this bad thing if you write about being a man, and it's just like, what, men aren't allowed to have, it's like men aren't allowed to have men's clubs or go to a cigar club. It's like, but no, that's, they don't want it. They don't want that anymore. And you know why. You highlighted in your book, hardtimesstrongmen.com is the website. Stefan Arnio, hey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Owen, and a great beard.
Why, thank you. Does this pass the strong times create hard men test, this beard?
Yeah, bro, you got better sides than me. My sides are kind of patchy. I need some of that to supplement yourself.
Yeah, you got to get the super male vitality. All right, I'll give my secret away. I just rub it all over my face. That's what it is. I actually shaved this morning. I had a bare face, and then I just rubbed super male vitality, and this is what I got. I don't know how it happened.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own summit.news. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
Infowars.com, man! Woo! Infowars.com, because that's what people out here. I'm talking about Infowars.com.
time at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's what they call websites. Just go there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the final segment where I'm going to be live. In the next segment, I'm pitching to a breakdown I did of an Ilhan Omar statement on the Hill. And then Tom Papert is going to be taking over for the fourth hour. I've got some news I want to get to here, but first, we've got powerful footage. This is an incredible video we have right here. They were airing Theresa May's resignation video live at a popular bar in Britain, and let's see the results. Wow. That pretty much says it all right there. So May steps down, and Britain celebrates its independence from a pathetic, weak leader. All right. Let's do some news here before Tom Papert takes over in the fourth hour. Oh, speaking of Jerry Nadler, who passed out during a press conference today, he says Mueller wants to testify in private. Oh, imagine my shock. Oh, you're telling me that they don't want Mueller to testify in public? Oh, wow, shocking. You're telling me they're delaying Mueller's testimony because they're trying to get all their ducks in a row for all the crime and treason they committed? Oh, shocking. Well, the bad news for them is it's not going to work. But, you know, speaking of the Mueller report, journalist Tim Young pointed this out. From the Mueller report, not only did it find no collusion, they found Putin complaining that it was difficult for Russian government to get in touch with the Trump admin. A quote from the Mueller report, Putin spoke of the difficulty faced by the Russian government in getting in touch with the incoming Trump administration. According to Avon, Putin indicated that he did not know with whom formally to speak and generally did not know the people around the president-elect. So they want to create a wedge in between the United States and Russia, which should be natural allies. And of course, it's all ridiculous because they use the whole WikiLeaks angle. Think about this, actually. Oh, my gosh. So, first they said that WikiLeaks was the connection between Trump and Russia. Well, Trump is about to have the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange thrown in jail for the rest of his life. So does that bury that narrative? But, of course, it already should have been buried because why would Trump have to be communicating with WikiLeaks or working with WikiLeaks if he's in direct contact with Putin? Of course, none of it makes sense. Trump moves to escalate investigation of intel agencies. Trump orders intel agencies to assist Barr with review of Russia probe, and today he announced he's declassifying all of it. So they're all going to get exposed. Now, we've seen this in the past, and this is why Trey Gowdy resigned. You can point out all the crimes of these people, but if there's no prosecutor willing to prosecute, nothing happens. And it looks like Joe Biden is going to be involved in this. Joe Biden reportedly involved in controversial early stages of 2016 Rush probe. Yeah, of course. He was Obama's vice president. What do you think this is? Biden knew everything that was going on. That's why he's running. He's running as a cover-up. In fact, the entire Biden campaign is a cover-up. There is no legitimate chance Joe Biden can win. Let me tell you something. These polls that they're running that say Biden is ahead of anybody are all fake. And so that tells you that they want Biden. And so that tells you Biden's in it to cover up for the crimes of Obama. Or they might do a bait and switch at the last minute. But right now, the establishment is clearly pushing Biden. The egregiousness of even a Fox News, they put out a poll saying in Pennsylvania, Biden is ahead of Trump by 5 points. Biden went to Pennsylvania at a crowded park on a beautiful day in Philadelphia and got a couple hundred people to show up to his event. Most people were just there at the park that day and walked over. And that was in Philadelphia. Trump goes to the middle of Pennsylvania, not in a major city, has a rally, 30,000 people. And then Fox News. I mean, obviously the fake news, CNN, MSNBC, and all of them are going to. But even Fox News puts out polls saying Biden is ahead of Trump. I guess some at Fox News are hedging their bets. You know, most people that go on Fox News just read off a teleprompter. I don't want to name names because I think they're good people. And then you have the actual patriots like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. Who are, and then you could throw Lou Dobbs in there, Laura Ingraham at times, who are just committed to exposing the deep state and exposing the left. Most other people that are in it, it's a job. They read off the teleprompter. Some of them are anti-Trump, like a Shep Smith. Some of them will say what they're told to. Most of them won't cross any lines they're not supposed to. So I just wonder, though, is Fox News really hedging their bet in case they don't think Trump wins? But remember, Fox News didn't support Trump. Again, I mean, look, we're not in a popularity contest here, so we don't care that, you know, we were, if you want to compare us to Fox News, we were responsible for getting Trump in office. If it was Fox, Trump would have never been president. Now, who does Trump give the time of day to? Fox News. But that's fine. We know we're the dark night. But the president is starting to see how Fox is hedging their bets and putting out fake polls to try and destroy him. All right, let's look at some crazy culture news here. Teachers slammed for donning sombreros and mustaches in yearbook photo. So you're not allowed to have any fun at school anymore. So the World Language Facility, obviously they teach Spanish. One of them dressed up like a madame, and the rest of them dressed up as senors or senoritas. And they put on sombreros and a mustache and had some fun. You're not allowed to have fun, racist! Like, what a joke. Like, that's what I'm saying. 10 years ago, you do something like that, nobody blinks an eye. Now all of a sudden it's racist? Thanks, left. Thanks, Obama. This shocked me. Powder keg in Dayton, Ohio City braces for KKK rally. I really couldn't believe this, but there's actually a KKK rally happening in Ohio. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how does this happen? How can the KKK actually get away with having a rally? Think about it. If you plan a rally to support Trump, leftists are going to show up and violently attack you, okay? I'm wondering if anybody's going to show up. Seriously, the KKK should not be able to have a rally. I mean, this is nuts. If I lived in Ohio, I would be going to this. Because here's my theory. I think that these people claiming to be in the KKK are just agitators. Who in their right mind goes out in a KKK outfit? So, I don't condone political violence, but like, I mean, they're going to have a KKK march. I would go out there with a microphone and I'd say, really, dude? You're here with the KKK? Really, dude? Really? Or are you just an instigator? Are you just an agitator? That's my guess. Senator Mazie Hirono says she spoke to eighth graders about how abortion rights are under attack. Oh, really becoming of Mazie Hirono from Hawaii. Again, there is no Bill of Rights that you can cite that says you're allowed to have an abortion. But the right to life, liberty, and happiness, that is a founding principle. But the right to an abortion is not. But not if you ask the Democrats. All right, this story was just handed to me from Kellen McBreen at Infowars.com. Vietnam War Memorial vandalized on Memorial Day weekend. Swastikas drawn on monuments, flags thrown into puddles, and bushes ripped from earth. So there you go. A bunch of leftists are out desecrating war memorials now, which, of course, they've been doing for a while. You know, the last guest talked about a tough time coming for men. Folks, I don't want to say it, but let me tell you something. If you're going to be going around desecrating war memorials, someone's going to pop you in the mouth. So you better watch out. All right, my breakdown of Ilhan Omar on the other side, and then Tom Papert.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I am frustrated every single time I hear people speaking about their faith and pushing that onto other people.
Pause it. Is that not what she does with Islam all the time? I mean, so just again, I want you to just keep this. This is a pattern here. She's projecting everything. She's reverse engineering everything and then projecting it. This is a method. This is a mechanism. All right. I want to play this clip of Ilhan Omar here. And I realized something about Ilhan Omar hearing this clip that I will explain at the conclusion of it. But here is Ilhan Omar on the House floor yesterday.
Religious fundamentalists are currently trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society, all with complete disregard for voices and the rights of American women. Their recent efforts, like those in Alabama, in Georgia, are only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women.
And rewind to 5 seconds. That's not your state. Let them decide what they want to do in their own state. But listen to her go on here as she tries to incite civil war in this country.
Are only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women for simply existing.
Pause it right there. Why don't you go to Iran and take your hijab off? You want to talk about a country that punishes women for existing? Why don't you go to Saudi Arabia without and walk around without your hijab or your man? Why don't you go to Somalia without your hijab and walk around on the beach? How long before you're turned into a sex slave, you think? And then she's going to come here as a Somalian refugee and talk to us about female oppression. I mean, but I realized something after this speech. I'll explain. So go on.
When we don't conform to their attempts to control us.
No, that's literally
happening
Islamic
here
countries.
With the support of the ultra-conservative...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Pause right there. Pause right there. Rewind it 10 seconds because I'm sorry. I kind of cut that off at a bad time. Listen. Listen to what she says here. She's actually describing Muslim countries and the oppression of women and then projecting that onto the West that liberated women, including women such as herself. But there's a reason why she still wears the hijab. There's a reason why she projects that. I'm going to explain at the end. All right, go back.
Existing. To punish us when we don't conform to their attempts to control us. But because it's happening here with the support of the ultra-conservative religious right, we call it religious freedom. It's simply unthinkable. Let's just be honest. For the religious right, this isn't simply about their care or concern for life. If they cared about or were concerned about children, they would be concerned about the children that are being detained and those that are dying in camps across our borders. Or the children who are languishing in hunger and facing homelessness.
Pause it. As if that's our responsibility now. So anyone from any country, if you're hungry, just come on up. You're our responsibility. If you need clothes, if you need a home, you got 10 kids that need a mouth to feed, just come on up. Somehow that's our responsibility now. Which, by the way, again, we do the most humanitarian aid in the world. It's not even close. We do take a lot of these people. We can't afford it. It's killing our economy. It's killing our culture. It's making a more third world population. Disease is spreading. But that's our responsibility to do that. You see, that's what we have to do, according to Ilhan. All right, go on.
Just morality or conviction, because we've seen time and time again
morality as they preach abortion.
Those that talk about their faith and want to push policies because of their faith are the ones that simply are caught with the hypocrisy of not living it out in their personal lives. I am frustrated every single time I hear people speaking about their faith and pushing that onto other people.
Pause it. Is that not what she does with Islam all the time? I mean, so just again, I want you to just keep this. This is a pattern here. She's projecting everything. She's reverse engineering everything and then projecting it. This is a method. This is a mechanism. All right, finish it.
Those so-called religious politicians, when it comes to their life, their choices, they want to talk about freedom. But when it comes to other people's lives and other people's choices, they want to talk about religion.
So here's what you can learn from that, or here's what I learned from that. There's two things that are conclusively true about that, perhaps either both things or at least one of the two. Ilhan Omar has an extremely low IQ, and I mean extremely low. And, you know, part of that's probably not her fault. She grew up in Somalia, obviously didn't get a good education, learned English at an older age. So, you know, we try not to hold that against her so much. But you can tell, but even probably just IQ ability-wise, she's very, very low on the scale. She's in the same IQ category as a Don Lemon, per se. Very low wattage light bulb. So that could be true, and this, or perhaps just this, but I'm more convinced of this now than ever after hearing this clip and kind of actually breaking it down. Ilhan Omar is an operative, an active operative against this country. And it's more clear to me now than ever. Because You don't go up and say that kind of stuff unless you're intentionally instigating. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know. You'll have people say she's an Israeli operative. You'll have people say she's an operative of Hamas, operative of the Muslim Brotherhood, this, that, or the other thing, radical Islam. I don't know what it is. She is clearly trying to incite civil war in this country with her rhetoric every day. When you twist reality like that, and when you project that out to the public, you are openly engaging in sedition against this country. And I realize that now, more than ever, that's what's happening here. Because I've always asked, why does Ilhan Omar wear the hijab but not Rashida Tlaib? Because Ilhan Omar is an operative. Ilhan Omar is literally there to anger you. Ilhan Omar is literally there to tell you you lost to Muslims. Ilhan Omar is literally here to say, we're coming to your country. And she tells you it. But see, she blames you for being hateful and Islamophobic if you don't like it when, you know, you've got this story today that's been going for mainstream for the last 2 days, I think. American Taliban Lind released as Afghan war still boils. So, you know, any of the stories you read about this, it's the same thing. You know, this guy converted to a radical Muslim. And this is all happening during the Afghan wars, which was a result of what? September 11th, 2001, which was blamed on what? Radical Islamic terrorists that hate the West, hate our way of life, and want us all to die. That narrative has never been changed. The 9/11 Commission has never been changed. We're still told we're at war with radical Islamic terror. Yet, if you say that, though, you're now considered Islamophobic. So do you see? How can you actually have those coexisting truths and consider yourself a logical human being? You can't. It's ridiculous. But the problem is most people have zero logic or reasoning anymore, so they don't even think that much. But you read all the stories about the American Taliban Lin guy. He just got released early. He'll be under strict watch. And it's all about radical Islamic terror on September 11, 2001. But if you say that outside of the context of September 11, 2001, somehow you're Islamophobic, somehow you're bigoted against Islam. These are the logical incongruencies that drive me crazy. A couple more stories here on that. Iraq's Christians close to extinction. And, you know, you can blame this on whatever you want, but the numbers actually decreased after the U.S. intervention. So Iran's youth will witness the demise of America and Israel. Ayatollah Khamenei vows as commander, boasts Trump wouldn't dare attack. Boy, he wouldn't say that unless he knew he had Russia and China having his back. But I don't know. They've always kind of been extremely harsh with their rhetoric. So that's just him probably trying to be a tough guy against Trump. But make no mistake, I mean, they don't like Israel and they don't like America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.